Do you find it hard to keep up with all of the things that you have to get done? Maybe you feel like you should be doing more, or just maybe it's a little bit overwhelming trying to maintain your home and the rest of your life. Well, you're in luck because my friend Alicia is going to share how you can get things done regularly without the overwhelm and keeping up with all the things, of course. So if you are new to the Real Happy Mom podcast, hey there, I'm Toni Ann, the podcast host of the Real Happy Mom podcast, the podcast for busy working moms who need help with gaining more time and achieving their big goals without pulling their hair out. And in this episode, my friend Alicia is going to be sharing just a little bit on routines. Now, I will tell you that this is a clip from Let's Get More Time live session that we had back in February. And if you are listening to this episode in real time, we are having a flash sale here at Real Happy Mom. It is going until Friday, so you definitely want to go ahead and snatch the Let's Get More Time bundle, which includes all of the presentations and all of the live sessions, in addition to a few bonuses from me. Like I said, this will be on sale until Friday, March 29th for a limited time for 30% off. So use the link in the description to learn more and to get your hands on it. Now, let's go ahead and jump on in to this episode.
So let's get into the learning goodness. Here we go. Today's topic is routines. We're going to talk about two things tonight. We are going, and these again are straight from you guys. Toni Ann told me, what are the top struggles? What do the people registering for the Let's Get More Time Summit want support with, want to know about? Here are the things that were like the top for today. Solving the issue of getting things done regularly without overwhelm and keeping up with it all. That is topic numero uno for tonight. And the second topic is solving this time for yourself, caring for yourself kind of thing. That whole topic. So that's what we're getting into. So what I want to talk about is the first one here of let's talk about getting things done regularly without overwhelm and keeping up with it all. To do this, you need, let's unpack the overwhelm first, right? We got to start there, the overwhelm, because without starting there, it's going to be hard to get things done because when we feel overwhelmed, we don't feel like doing stuff, right? We avoid stuff, we procrastinate, we're just so tired, and we're tired because we're overwhelmed, and then we're overwhelmed because we're tired. It's just like a recipe for disaster, right? So we got to start with the overwhelm, because then that also makes it hard to keep up with it all, which is the other part of this first topic here. So the overwhelm usually comes, again, put it in the comments if it's something different for you. The overwhelm comes from all the stuff in our heads, right? It's just so much that we're thinking about, trying to keep track of. That's where it starts. There does come then the doing, but I think if we back it up, it starts up here in the mind, in the good old braino. Are you with me? Is that how it is for you? Let me know. And if this is a struggle for you, please definitely let me know. Let me know. I'm going to pop over the chat just for a second. Yes, overwhelm is brain swirl. Yes. You sound like someone who has heard me speak before about mind swirl, brain swirl, mind swirl. Yes. Cool. All right. So then that is what we're going to do. If it's something different than the brain with the overwhelm, you let me know. But pretty sure the majority of us, that's what it is. So what do we got to do about that? Brain dump. Talked about it last night. I'm going to talk about it again right now. The ongoing brain dump. Yes. Other kinds of brain dumps that other people teach out there, they're cool. But my favorite brain dump that I think is like primo, prime, number one, ongoing brain dump. You got to do the ongoing brain dump because that's where we take all the thoughts and get them out. All the thoughts and get them out. I know I said this last night and I think I did the same thing last night. Get it out, put it on the paper. Get it out, put it on the paper. Or get it out, put it in your phone. That's what we got to do. If you want to learn how to do this, same free resources last night. Can you, like, guys, there's a process, there's a method to the madness. And it's not really madness because there's a method. And then that helps it be like not so madness. Get my free workshop. It's in the goodie bag. Toni Ann's going to link it. the only to-do list system you need to get your busy life under control today. I talk about how to get a to-do list system set up, to-do list management system set up, and it includes this ongoing brain dump. That's going to be important. If you want to get things done regularly without overwhelm and keeping up with it all, you got to have a command center place where all this is happening for you. I talk about it in the free workshop. So I'm not going to get it in, because if I did get into here all of it tonight, it's just we wouldn't have time for anything else. So we don't need to go into the details, because you can get that for free in my free workshop. Go sign up for that. You'll be all set. Okay. So once you've got the overwhelm in the mind, kind of take it down a little bit, right? We need a plan of attack. We need, like, how are we going to do these things regularly? How are we going to keep up with the things? Now, you could probably guess that I'm about to say this, right? You say you want to keep up with it all, but what's even all? All is like this anxious, like, oh, I need to keep up with it all. But we all know, huh? Most of us know, I'm going to say most of us know that all is not reality, right? Talked about this last night, sort of talking about it here again tonight, right? We gotta like get rid of that. It's the same thing like last night where we were talking about, like, oh, I don't have enough time like for it all, right? That's kind of what's underlying that, right? I don't have enough time for it all. We gotta stop having this like chasing the all, because no one's doing it all, right? Even if you see someone on Pinstagram, if you see someone on Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, whatever, and it appears that she's doing it all. No one is doing it all. A lot of these people have like teams or support, or they're delegating things. That's what's happening, right? Or they're doing things that you see that, like, whoa, she's doing it quote unquote all, but you don't see all the things that she's not doing. The other thing is, when we see someone who's like quote unquote in our mind doing it all, I want you to flip that. And instead, I want you to start catch yourself saying that, like, oh, I don't know how she does it all. So I want you to do a mind semantics, like words matter, people, words matter, right? I want you to do a swap. The swap is, instead of, I don't know how she does it all, I want you to think, oh, she's doing something that I admire or that I would like in my own life. That's what when we say, how does she do it all? It's because she's doing A, B, C, D, E, and we wish we were doing A, B, C, D, E. And so instead, get curious about, like, oh, I see her doing that. Oh, how could I do that instead? Or not instead, like, how could I do that? Two, it doesn't have to be reserved just for her. And instead, just kind of like glorifying this, like, I don't know how she does it all. Just cut that out. And instead, just get curious and say, oh, okay, let's look at what she's doing. I like how she, I don't know, has a dog, makes home-cooked meals, and I don't know, reads books or something. And you're thinking, like, well, I'd really like to read books, and I'm not reading books, and I'd like to make meals, you know, whatever it is for you. So make that swap. That's important. But back to the plan of attack, right? So we need to then figure out, okay, well, what are we doing here and how? And so the how is the supporting system. So what is it that you want to do regularly? And I would say, so this is another brain dump, different from the ongoing brain dump. This is kind of like a specific brain dump just for this case. Because here's the overwhelm piece too. I want you to sit down with a piece of paper and just write down, just like, I don't know, set a timer. So, because sometimes too, when we're like, oh, this task, it's going to take forever and I have to do it perfectly. No, set a timer for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. I don't know, whatever feels good to you. Not more than 5 minutes. And then write down all the things that you're like feeling this, like, I want to get it done regularly. Just write it all down, get it all out of your brain. All the things that you think, oh, I really wish I was doing this regularly. I really want, need, whatever, do it regularly, get it out. Then you're going to look at it. And when you can see it all on paper, then it starts to kind of feel different. You're like, oh, that's what I want to do regularly. And then somehow that can help with the overwhelm, right? When we see it in front of us, it helps with the overwhelm. And then once we see those things, we can come up with a plan of attack and we can come up with supporting systems. Now, I'm sure today, if you haven't already, then you're going to like still catch up on the presentations from today, right? They're all about routines. So I don't need to go into the details of how to get particular routines in your life, because you can go check out the presentations and get lots of good ideas there. And we don't, again, have the time for all the specifics, but look at your list and think, okay, what do I want to get done? What's like most important? What's kind of like moderately important? And what's like, I could do without. Again, from last night, I don't have my visual, but the Eisenhower matrix, I do. I have it. It's in the binder over there. But then if I stand up, you're going to get like, I could close my camera, but no, we're not going to do that. Eisenhower matrix, Google it. Eisenhower, like the former president. It's his matrix, I guess, where it's, you're talking about what's important and not important and urgent and not urgent. When it comes to things you want to get done regularly, whether it's chores or projects or whatever it is for you, right? You can run it through that if you're having trouble figuring out what's important and not important. But I think the thing here that's going to matter is really looking at, okay, do all of these things in the season that you're currently in, we talked about seasons a bit last night, a little bit, do all these things really need to and can get done now in this season? Maybe, maybe not. Like, for example, maybe you want to, I don't know, clean your whatever weekly. Maybe that whatever doesn't actually need to be cleaned weekly. For some reason, you feel like it must because your mother, mother-in-law, father, father-in-law, best friend, Pinterest, Instagram leaves you feeling like you quote unquote should. Please don't should all over yourself when it comes to chores. And, you know, I didn't make up that cute little funny little phrase. Lots of people say that, right? So think about that, right? Get the things that really matter most to you that you want done during this particular season of your life, and then map it out on Mondays. I'm going to do whatever. And you know what? If Monday comes and you don't do whatever, give yourself some grace. If you didn't clean the bathroom on Monday, you know what? No one's going to care. Like, I don't know who's coming over to your house. I mean, I hope you don't have people coming over to your house and like looking at your bathroom, like, that toilet doesn't look clean. And not like, then like unfriend those people in real life, like not just online, like don't invite them over to your house if they like care that much about your bathroom. So things like that. Okay. Permission to like, yeah, make a plan, but if it doesn't happen this week, okay, whatever. Try again next week. No need to beat yourself up. And then get supporting systems with your kids, with your spouse, with, if you have the resources to like hire help or enlist whomever to get the things done that matter. Cause you either got to like use your own time, someone else's time. You can do it for free or you can do it for money. It's all this, like the resources, right? And they all get allocated somewhere and you just got to figure out what matters most to you for getting done and not getting done. Okay. And then as I'm kind of already getting into here too, you got to kind of dial in and get laser focused on your expectations for what's actual real life. Not how am I going to do all the chores all the time? Like, I mean, goodness, I could tell you all the chores that I don't do. Like I never, I don't know if you all do this, like more power to you. I'm like looking at my window here. Like I don't clean the windows. I like, maybe you do. And maybe you're like, that's gross, but I don't. I don't clean the windows. I have three little kids. I don't have time to be cleaning windows, right? So I clean like bathrooms. To me, that's more important than windows. So the windows go undone, right? There are other things like that. Dusting. I don't really do dusting so much during this season of my life. Occasionally, I'll like get inspired and like dust a thing. But yeah, and you're probably like, oh my goodness, how do you not dust your house? I don't, people. I don't dust my house. Not right now. Is dusting important? Maybe. Maybe to you it is. To me, it's like, that's one of those things that I can like skip during this season of life. But I like clean floors. That matters to me. So the floors get cleaned, right? So it's just what matters to you. Figure it out. Get it into your system. Plan it in. And then just execute it. But again, with the mindset stuff, and this is what I'm talking about. You got to choose between good and good. And this is what I talked about last night that I would come back to here today, choosing between good and good. This kind of applies to anywhere and everywhere. in our lives. It's important to keep this concept in mind. You've maybe heard me talk about this before, or maybe not, but it's this concept between in life. We're not often choosing between good and bad, right? It's not like when it comes to, I don't know, something that we want to participate in, it's not like we're choosing between like, well, do I want to join book club or do I want to organize a jewel heist, right? Like that's not the kind of thing that we're choosing between, right? At least, well, I mean, if you are, then you've got a very different life than I do. But right, we're not, right? We're choosing between like, do I want to join book club or do I want to go to yoga class, right? Do I want to clean the windows or do I want to clean the bathrooms? Do I want to vacuum the floors or do I want to, I don't know, spend more time doing whatever it is that matters to you? Choosing between good and good, because in this mindset, in this concept that I love talking about, there's another piece. We're choosing between good and good and our sanity. So yeah, sure, we could choose to like clean the windows and clean the bathrooms and have everything be pristine. Can we do that and also choose the third thing over here, which is our sanity? Can we do that and do that regularly and still feel good about it, right? Can we do book club and yoga class and still have our sanity? Maybe yes, but maybe no, because I think what happens a lot, happens to me, this is good and good, choosing between good and good is something that we all, I don't like to use like extremes, but I feel like not at all, if not all, then like maybe 99.9% of us, but I feel like this is a concept that applies to just about everybody. Choosing between these things is important because first choose your sanity. Choose your sanity and then choose what fits. If they both fit, good on you, go with it. But if they don't both fit, choose that sanity first. That's first and foremost. That's important. That's how we don't have the overwhelm. That's how we keep up with it all. That's how we get things done regularly because we chose our sanity first. And that just makes life work so much better. And then we choose, okay, well, I have like these 62 million chores that I would love to do, but I got to choose. And that's where the choosing starts. And that's where the prioritizing comes in. And that's where we got to figure it out. And we got to make those choices. Sometimes they feel like hard choices. I get it. It's not easy to choose between yoga class and book club. They're both good. You want to do them both. It's not easy to choose between like cleaning your bathrooms weekly and cleaning, I don't know what else matters to you to clean weekly, right? That's hard, but maybe both don't fit, especially in whatever season you're currently in. Do you have little kids? Do you have big kids who have so many activities that you feel like you're up to your eyeballs and you can't handle it, or so much homework or so much whatever? Do you have a spouse who's deployed? Do you have chronic health issues that are flaring up? Do you have whatever, right? You have to take that into account. Choose your sanity over here and then see what else fits. So that is my quick, short, I'm looking at my timer. Yeah, pretty good. We're good.
Now that's it for this episode. If you want to get more and to hear more sessions just like this one, make sure you grab the Let's Get More Time bundle. The link is in the description. Like I said before, the Let's Get More Time bundle is on sale for 30% off until Friday, March 29th. And do me a favor, stay tuned next week for another full episode. I want to see you there. Take care and with lots of love.